I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hello. I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
How are things?
Things are pretty good. They're okay. I was feeling good about myself. I was feeling really proud of myself because I didn't get caught up in the back to school shopping rush and frantic and stress because I pretty much have bought everything the kids need over the summer just online.
Like Amazon?
Yeah, or whatever. I mean, Target.com. Target, great app.
Does Target have a free delivery?
Yes, if you have the Target card.
Yeah, debit card.
Me too. And then the cartwheel gives you like 5% off. I love it.
Okay, so yeah, teach me about this whole cartwheel thing. Because every time I go to Target, they're like, do you have your Target card? I'm like, yes. And I say 5% with
5%.
That.
But then you're right. The 5% is with the card. And then cartwheel, it has like the app on your phone. You can just like scan all the items in your cart, like the barcode.
It's only like digital deals?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
Because every time I go, the cash register lady is always like, do you got a cartwheel? And I'm like, I don't know what that is.
It's worth it if you buy a lot of Target brand stuff. If you buy their Up and Up stuff. They usually have extra discounts on those, which are already cheaper than the name brands.
So you're done with back to school shopping completely?
Yeah. I mean, I got the kids both backpacks a few weeks ago when I saw them at a good price. I got them water bottles from Target.
You were way better than me.
Just like anytime I would see like a good deal on all the basics, like black leggings for my daughter.
Right.
And so I was telling my coworker, my radio partner, AJ, I was like, oh yeah, like I am totally done. Because this stat came up about how we find that back to school shopping is even more stressful than holiday shopping.
I can see that for
and that
sure.
A lot of people spend even more on back to school shopping than they do like buying everybody gifts over the holidays. And I was like, oh, I'm not even part of that stress. Like, I was so proud of myself. I'm like, I'm done. And he's like, you robbed your kids of the back to school shopping experience.
Oh, okay. I kind of see his point.
And then I started to feel really bad.
But like as a kid, do you even enjoy it? I guess it depends. It depends on the child.
Depends on the child, and I think it depends on what TV shows you're watching, because my kids had it on Disney Channel or whatever, and it was like every other commercial was about back-to-school shopping, and
right.
My daughter's like, when are we going back-to-school shopping? And I was like, you already got your backpack. Like, you already got your water bottle, your lunchbox. Like, and so I was like, I guess I did sort of rob them of that. It's like a rite of passage.
It's just like tradition.
Tradition.
Yeah, you might have a little bit.
No, I know. I can't judge you
because I haven't done anything yet. So
no, you can't make me feel any worse than AJ did. It's all good. But then I started thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, I guess I do remember going with my mom. At the time, it was Gemco. It wasn't Target. Do you remember Gemco?
I do not.
Or Fedco?
No.
Oh my, maybe.
Is that like a West Coast thing?
Maybe.
Okay, because I'm from the East Coast.
Grew up in Orange County. But yeah, I totally remember going with my mom and, you know.
Here's the thing. No, give yourself some slack because I think it's more exciting if I remember being a kid going back to school shopping for your supplies as opposed to the clothes in the other things.
Okay. All right, good. Good.
So have you gotten the supplies?
Nope.
See, there you go. You haven't robbed them of anything.
You're so good.
I got
good.
You, Mama.
You're so sweet. Thanks for making me feel better. Well, happy back to school, everyone. I hope it's not as stressful as that stat said it was.
I'm so stressed because I haven't done anything.
Oh, man. This totally backfired.
Yes, enjoy getting back into the routine of things.
Yep.
Back to school.
Good luck waking up early. We're with you. We get it.
Oh, don't even get me going on that because I've got three kids and... I have four kids in three different schools.
Oh, have you forgotten how many children you have?
I have so many. I forgot how many I have. But back to school in the morning is going to be rough because I've got one in high school, one in middle school, and two in elementary school.
You're doing three separate drop-offs.
I don't even want to talk about it.
Oh, man. I'm so stressed now. This podcast went way south for you. Wasn't my intention.
Awesome. Well, we will see you next time. I am my SD mom, Amber.
I'm my SD mom, Sarah.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.